I'm good, Marty. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice. Spring. What about spring training? There's something about it, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's man, it's always nice weather, beautiful city. Everybody's getting in shape, ready to go. A lot of optimism coming into the season for all the players. So it's a fun time. But I know now this part of spring training, everybody's ready to pack up and head back and get the real games going.
Any regrets on the decision to hang him up? You still look like, come on, you look like you can play.
No regrets. It's you know what, it was 17 wonderful years and a lot of great memories, but you know, it's I'm really at peace with it right now, and you know, having a lot of fun with my kids, especially my son. I'm coaching his baseball teams, and you know, spend a lot of time with the family, and you know, able to come out here and spend some time with the guys and be a, you know, put on a uniform once in a while and hit fungos, and hell, I even threw batting practice yesterday, so it was a lot of fun.
What kind of coach are you? When you're dealing with kids, how do you deal with them?
Well, that's interesting. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to coach 11 and 12 year olds. It's not like sitting around a locker room talking to a bunch of men. You know, you have to kind of, you know, have to watch what you say once in a while, and remember that you're not in a big league locker room. And but you know what, man, it's very refreshing going out there and just seeing these young kids and seeing how, you know. It takes me back to when I was a kid and playing, and just how, you know, the game was just a game, and you went out there and you played it and you loved it, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, I'm seeing that in my son, and I'm seeing that in all of his teammates, and you know, trying to teach him whatever I can, and you know, try not to go too much over their head with some things, but trying to teach him things that I feel like is going to help him out down the road.
What's the key thing you try to impart to kids like that?
Well, you know, I think the one thing I tell all the kids, you know, when they're young, man, you need to fall in love with the game, you know, and just try to help them understand that, you know, it's a tough game. It's a hard game to be successful at. So don't be discouraged when things, you know, when you get out or when you strike out or when you're pitching and you give up a lot of runs, because, you know, it's a tough sport, you know, and, you know, sometimes you have to fall in love with the grind of the sport, you know, with the failure sometimes, because you know, with failure is the opportunity, you know, to learn and to try to get better. And you know, that's something that I try to talk to my son about. And you know, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty open minded about things, and you know, he's very eager to learn and very eager to start playing, you know, on a daily basis now. You know, because most of the time when most kids were playing ball in our hometown, he was watching baseball. So you know, he feels very fortunate to be able to go out there and all of a sudden now start playing every day, and not only is he playing every day, but his dad's coaching.
Nah, what a thrill. That's a good part of retirement, that you could do that. It's good to, you have a wonderful family. We know that. What position does he play?
You know, he plays a little bit of everywhere. You know, there's not really one position that he stands out at. You know, he plays mostly first base. I think he's going to catch a little bit, play some outfield. He pitched the other day, and you know, that was a little interesting. I think I got my work cut out for me with him on the mound, but you know what, when I was his age I was the same way. So it was you know, I always tell these kids, you know, I didn't start pitching until I was a junior in high school. So you know, just because you're not a pitcher now don't mean you won't be one day.
Yeah, very good. Tim Hudson with us, as you can tell, always a pleasure to hear his voice. What about the parents? How do you deal with the parents?
You know, they've been really good so far. You know, I have some great dads that are helping me out, and you know, they're willing to come in and help me do things. And, you know, I got a really good group of kids. So it's, you know, right now we've only had about five or six practices right now, so the games hadn't started. The games are going to start on Tuesday. Okay. So, you know, we'll see what happens when Johnny's not playing or when Johnny's sitting on the bench, you know, how the parents react. You know, it's, you know, if their kid's playing right field, nobody wants to play right field, but, you know, I got to have somebody to play right field. So, you know, we'll see how that goes, but you know, so far things have been pretty good.
All right. Well, look, you played for Bobby Cox, you played for Bruce Bochy, Art Howe, people like that. I mean, you know, I'm sure just handling kids, handling men, that's what managing's all about, is handling people.
Yeah, it is. You know, you have to understand the kids' personalities, and it's the same thing, just on a lower level. You know, you want to try to stay positive, you want to try to keep them encouraged. You know, all the good managers that I've ever been a part of, man, they were always always encouraging, and they always made you feel better than you really were. And, you know, I think that's the key with young kids, is trying to be positive and try to pump them up. You know, anything that they do well, you need to really magnify it and really glorify them. And that's what I do. You know, if they do something that's really bad, you know, you try to coach them up on a little bit, but not, you know, you don't want to pound it. You know, you don't want to grind them on it. You know, it's just, hey, you know, you need to do this a little better. You need to do that a little better. But when they do something really well, you really got to make them feel like they just really accomplished something.
Very good. I like it. All right. Let's talk a little bit of Major League Baseball spring training. The Giant pitching staff's had some trouble, the starters, getting through four, five, six innings. You know, it's 50 innings pitched, 100 hits given up, that kind of stuff. You've been through this many, many, many years. What is spring training like for a starting pitcher, and should people be concerned about March?
Well, you know, spring training is a time to get ready, to physically get ready, and obviously when you go out there, you want to get outs, you want to have success, there's no question about it, but you know, you have to understand that you know, you are getting work in, there's going to be a little bit of a growing pain or whatever, getting physically ready, and you know, but I wouldn't worry about things. You know, once I think the pedigree is there, the track record is there with all these guys, and you know, once the bright lights turn on and the games really matter, I think things are going to start falling into place, and things will start getting a little bit to normal. You know, this is a tough place to pitch out here in Arizona. I mean, it's always hitter friendly. You know, it's been warm, it's been windy. You know, I've talked to some guys on the team, especially Madison, about, you know, the spring that they've been having, and you just got to tell them, don't get discouraged by numbers. You know, you wish you wouldn't even have to keep stats in spring training. You know, just know that physically you feel good. You know, your velocities are good. You know, you're coming out of spring training healthy and strong, and that's all you're really looking for. You know, obviously you want to be able to fine tune your pitches and be able to make good quality pitches, and you know, you'd like to start getting some outs and really manhandling some hitters before spring training's over with. But at the same time, you can't let these numbers in spring training get you discouraged mentally, because you know, once you start feeling a little bit of doubt in your head, then that makes it a little bit tougher when the games do really start.
Yeah, interesting point you brought up. I haven't thought about that. Maybe they shouldn't even count stats in spring training. Yeah. Well, doesn't matter. They're no good.
Yeah, they don't matter. You know, it's but everybody wants to see how everybody's doing in spring training, and especially when you're evaluating young players, you know, you like to know how they're doing. But you know, before the young guys, the veterans, you know, I've never, the last eight or 10 years of my career, I never really paid that much attention to spring training. I just wanted to physically feel like I was ready to go, and you know, felt like I was making good quality pitches, you know, towards the end of spring training. You know, I was watching Matt Cain pitch the other day, and you know, he'd given up some runs, man, but everything he threw, I felt like it was very crisp. His arm was free and easy, and was making some good quality pitches. And you know, his stat line didn't reflect it, but I felt like it was a good outing. And you know, he said the same thing. He said he was happy with it, even though the numbers didn't work out the way they wanted to.
What do you think of Jeff Samardzija? I mean, he's a great clubhouse guy. He's a little bit like you. He's going to take over that spot, I'm sure, in the clubhouse, that corner, the redneck corner down there. Although he's from Indiana, but interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, I've always liked watching him pitch, you know, from afar when he was with the Cubs. And, you know, he has really good stuff. You know, I watched him throw a bullpen yesterday, and the ball just really comes out of his hand really well. And, you know, he is a presence. You know, he's a presence on the mound. He's a presence in the clubhouse. You know, I think he's a guy that's very – he's very outgoing, and you know, I think he's going to be easy to get to know. There's no question about it, and I think he has a personality that everybody's going to like. And you know, I spent the last couple of days kind of getting to know him a little bit, some of the other guys, and it's you know, I think this Giants rotation this year has potential to be, I feel like, one of the best, if not the best rotation in baseball. I just think from top to bottom, you know, they have guys that can go out there and beat anybody. And you know, if they can just stay healthy and just come close to what you're expecting of them, I think it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, very good. Boy, great to see you. So retirement, it looks like it's agreeing with you. You look the same.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm actually in better shape now than I have been the last few years. I've thrown so much batting practice to my son over the last month and a half. I feel like my arm's in better shape now than it was the last two spring trainings here.
Yeah, it's great to see you. You made a real mark in the Bay Area. You know that, on both sides of the Bay. So I hope that we get to see you during the year.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.